702. The Worldview.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist out for today. We've got John Adderley. Welcome back, John. Let's start with the latest from Nashville. Yet another mass shooting. Six people, I understand, at this point, including three children, all of them aged nine, shot dead by a female shooter.
Yes, good morning. Highly unusual, actually, just on that point. In the US, it's thought only four of 191 mass shooters were women, and that was the case in Nashville. This young woman, a former pupil at the school, they think the motive may well have been resentment. They don't know why. But yes, she shot dead these six people, three nine-year-old pupils, the 60-year-old head teacher, Catherine Kuntz, and a man and a woman, both aged 61. The woman named is Audrey Hale, who police say identified as a transgender. She was armed with legal assault rifles and a handgun. She shot her way through the entrance and killed these six people. And police say they found a manifesto amongst her possessions and a map drawn out of how all this was going to take place. The Nashville mayor, John Cooper, said he was overwhelmed by the loss of life in the shooting. 14 minutes from start to finish was all it took to take the lives of six people, he said, and police then shot the woman. The mayor said these guns stole precious lives from us today in Nashville. President Biden, again, urging Congress to pass legislation banning assault rifles, but of course a strong gun lobby in the US linked to the Republicans. It would need Republican support. No sign of that so far. And President Biden ordering all US flags to be flown at half mast. They've held vigils in the area. So yet another tragic day for the US.
I remember President Barack Obama weeping. I think it was after Sandy Hook. And I can't imagine what it must be like as a parent sending your child to school in a safe environment only to receive news like this. And yet it continues. And the gun lobby continues to be a powerful voice in America, preventing reform. Let's go to Germany now, John. Strike action there, bringing public transport almost to a standstill.
Yeah, trains, flights, ferries, buses cancelled across the whole of Germany yesterday. Millions of people affected. They think there'll be a knock-on effect into today as well. Quite unusual to have this kind of mass walkout in Germany. Not usual for trade unions to work together on strike action, but this is what's happened, with workers looking for at least a 10% boost to their salaries to help them cope with rapidly rising prices. That's a familiar theme, isn't it? Germany, of course, Europe's biggest economy, but it really has been hit by a series of strikes in recent months. And I have to tell you, there is still militancy in the air here in the UK too. We've had a winter of discontent. I'm sure Adam's been telling you about multiple strikes affecting the railways, schools, universities, and most notably the health service as well. And it's not over yet here either. It's just been announced that more than 130,000 civil servants in the UK have voted to go on strike next month over pay, pensions and job security. And just when parents and pupils thought that the dispute in schools had been settled, no, England could face further strike action because the National Education Union has asked teachers to reject a new pay offer despite intensive talks on that.
Let's go to London now. A surprise High Court appearance for Prince Harry.
Yeah, we think it's his first trip over to the UK from California since he came for the Queen's funeral back in September. And Prince Harry turned up at the High Court in London yesterday as part of his case against the publishers of the Daily Mail newspaper. And he smiled to photographers as he went in. He also bumped into one photographer on his way into the grounds of the court. But I think the fact that he's there is symbolic, apart from anything else, just to show how seriously he is taking this case. He didn't have to be there, but he makes his presence felt, of course, wherever he goes, the Duke of Sussex. Also, others, notable people, Sir Elton John, he was also in court yesterday, and actresses Sadie Frost and Liz Hurley and others as well. They are accusing the Daily Mail publisher of corrupt links to private investigators, accessing bank accounts, obtaining medical records by deception. In fact, on that point, it was quite notable that the court heard how they claimed that the Daily Mail's publishers had obtained Elton John and his husband David Furnish's first child's birth certificate before they'd even seen a copy for themselves. Now, the lawyer for this group said that they were all mortified to discover that their conversations had been tapped, taped, packaged and consumed as a commercial product for journalists and unknown others to pick over. Now, the Mail strongly denies all the allegations, saying there's nothing to back them up and it will vehemently defend them. If it gets to that, the judge has to decide whether there's enough evidence to proceed with the case after four preliminary hearings. We'll see whether Prince Harry turns up again for day two today. He sat near the back of the courtroom yesterday, occasionally scribbling in a small black notebook. And a side line to this story is, you know, fascination, speculation about whether Harry managed to see his father while he's over here. But apparently Buckingham Palace said that the king was busy and wasn't able to see his son. And we don't think he's seen his brother either. Relations with William, of course, not great. So the other big question still remains as well as to whether Prince Harry will make an appearance at his father's coronation in May. And we don't know the answer to that yet either.
John Adderley with this morning's Worldview.